today? Good? No. First and foremost, I want to thank Howie and Mr. Lurie. They had faith in me 3 years ago to bring me to Philadelphia, and I'm extremely thankful for that, and I'm extremely thankful for them allowing me to be here for six more years. Secondly, I'd like to thank my family. They've been with me through the highs and the lows, and I definitely would not be here without all their continued support throughout the years. I'd also like to thank all my mentors, my coaches, all the trainers here in Philadelphia and back at Stanford, my friends and my teammates. One of the things that I've strived to, or one of the things that I pride myself on is being a great teammate and never letting my teammates down. And all those guys have continued to push me in ways and to reach levels that I didn't think I could reach. And lastly, to the fans of Philadelphia, we haven't brought a Super Bowl home to Philadelphia yet, but I'm not going to continue to rest until we do and win as many as we possibly can here. So they're the best fans in the world, and they push us each and every day to be the best that we can be. And with that being said, any questions?
Zach, why now?
Ultimately, this is the best deal at the right time that made sense for me. I never play the game for money. I pride myself on being the best tight end that I can possibly be, and I think this deal signifies that. I'm really happy with the deal. My agent did an unbelievable job, but at the same time, I wanted to be in Philadelphia, and whatever price that took, that's what I wanted to do. And I want to be here for a long time. I want to be here for my entire career, and that's one of the main reasons.
When did they first approach you, Zach?
Right after the season ended, a few days after they had mentioned that they were going to reach out to my agent to see if we could get a deal done. And I thought it would take longer, but ultimately it went pretty quick.
Why do you want to be here? What do you like about this team, this city, this market?
Yeah, I think one of the things when I look over all the athletes that I idolize, per se, Kobe Bryant and Jason Witten are two of the athletes that I've looked up to since I was a young kid. And those two guys stayed in their cities throughout their entire careers. And that's kind of the legacy that I want to leave here in Philadelphia. When people think of great tight ends in Philly, I want to be the guy that they think of. I mean, I look at Dawkins, I look at Donovan, I look at Westbrook, and these guys have left lasting legacies in the city, and those are the guys that I want to be mentioned with.
Zach, sometimes numbers obviously generate whatever you're going to get in the contract. How much do you think that Chip Kelly's offense created some really good numbers for you to be in this situation here today?
Yeah, I mean, numbers are one thing, but I also think Chip pushed me in ways that aren't reflected in numbers. I think my blocking has progressed these 3 years to levels that I probably wouldn't have reached if it weren't for him and Coach Peel. Those guys have pushed me to be a player that I definitely wasn't when I first came into the league, both on the field and off the field. And I owe a lot of my success and a lot of my future success to Coach Kelly.
Do you think signing this deal is kind of like an endorsement of Doug Peterson and his system? Have you had a chance to?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to be in the system. I talked to Doug briefly today. It was primarily about Philadelphia and being back in the city. But, yeah, I'm extremely excited to be in his offense. I think the things that him and Coach Reed have done with tight ends in the past is something that I'm really looking forward to.
What are your first impressions of him and how things would be different? And, you know, because he's obviously such a different personality than Chip.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I talked to him for 5 minutes, but he seemed very, very smart, very intelligent. He was a former quarterback, so I'm hoping he likes to throw the ball. But at the same time, he's going to do whatever it takes to win the game, and I think that's kind of something that I endorse, obviously.
How big is it to have Justin back on the staff?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I'm extremely glad that Coach Peel's back. My game has grown in huge strides over the past few years, and he's pushed me to be a better player, and I owe a lot of this to him.
Is this a priority for you to deal with this offseason, or did you consider spending a year building up those numbers and seeing what the market?
That was definitely an option that I looked into. I mean, like I said, I don't play the game for financial success. I'm gonna play the game to be the best player that I can be. And the money, I never looked at it as something that I needed to get done this offseason. I'm very frugal, or I'm very cheap off the field, so I don't really spend. So the money is never something that I've paid attention to. I don't really care about the money, honestly. All I care about is winning football games, and this commitment that the Eagles have placed in me is something that I take a lot of pride in.
Did you have a chance to talk to Sam Bradford at all since that Doug was hired as the coach or after the season?
Yeah, I think he's excited. I mean, he wants to be in Philadelphia. Whether he's back here or not, that's none of my business, honestly. He's going to do what's best for him, and the Eagles are going to do what's best for us. But at the end of the day, I think he does want to be here.
Did that come up at all when you were talking with, like, Doug or anybody?
Yeah. Who the quarterback is, I've played for 5 quarterbacks now in 3 years, which seems like a lot. And I want to play with Sam. Ultimately, that's not my decision. But I think the chemistry that I developed with Sam, Jordan developed with Sam, some of the other guys developed, I think it goes a long way. I mean, I think you guys saw the success for Sam with Donovan. He was a staple in this team for a long time. And when you're able to have kind of that continuity, I think it goes a long way.
This contract puts you in the category of the top 5 tight ends. Is that company you value? Is that something that is important to you, kind of being among those guys?
I mean, my goal definitely isn't to be top 5. It's to be the best in the league. That's something that I'm going to take pride in to accomplish. I don't play this game to be an average tight end. I play this game to be the best tight end I can possibly be and win as many football games as I possibly can. And I think I'm going to push myself to accomplish those goals over the next 5 years.
Like, have you talked to Brent Celek? I know today's his birthday. If not him, have you talked to any of your teammates since you reached this deal?
Briefly. I'm going to reach out to them more and more. They reached out to me on social media and via text. They mean the world to me. I wouldn't be here without Jordan Matthews pushing me each and every day during the offseason. Brent Celek has been unbelievable. I owe a lot of this deal to him because of the player that I'm able to emulate each and every day during practice. The way he approaches the game, both on and off the field, is something that I never take for granted.
You think that any of those teammates say stick out to you in terms of?
I mean, everyone's just really happy for me. They know the work that I put in to get this deal done, or the work on the field that has kind of put me in this situation. And everyone's just really happy for me.
I think your deal now is the longest of any player on the team. Is being a face of this franchise, so to speak, or at least one of them, something that you think about?
Yeah, I mean, when growing up, I never would have expected to be a face of a franchise. But at the same time, I think the work that I've put in has put me in this situation. I'm not going to be satisfied. I mean, being the face of the Philadelphia is, I mean, I think it comes with a lot of responsibility. This franchise has been successful for a lot of years, and I want to be successful for a lot of years. I think I'm going to put pressure on myself and my teammates to be the best players that they can be. And I think everyone's excited for the next couple of years.
Guys like Gronk and Greg Olsen, you've spoken to them past how you want to be in that category. What's it going to take to get from where you are to where they are?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm never going to be satisfied with where I am as a player, whether it's the receiving or the blocking aspect of it. I think I'm going to continue to push myself to improve each and every one of those aspects. And then opportunities as well. I'm really excited to work with Coach Peterson, a new mind, a new voice. And I think that hopefully, I think that's going to take me a long way. But at the same time, I think I have to be more consistent as well. I mean, some of that falls on me, and I'm going to work every day to get it done.
In the course of doing this deal, Zach, did you get a sense from them that they'd like to do some other second contracts with some younger players?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people want a lot of guys back. Obviously, there's a salary cap for a reason, but I hope a lot of the guys get done this offseason as well. I mean, a lot of guys have put in a lot of great work, and you want to see that. You want to see all that hard work rewarded.
Pretty tumultuous and obviously ultimately disappointing season. How have you processed everything that went down and why the organization might have decided that it wasn't going to work with Chip ultimately? How do you, as you look back at the season, say, oh gosh, here's what I think went wrong?
Yeah, I mean, there's 2 things that kind of stick out on offense. I can't really speak about the defense. The penalties, the pre-snap penalties, comes down to a lack of focus and a lack of detail orientation, I think. And then sometimes we just didn't execute. When you're facing 2nd and 12, 2nd and 15, it's very tough to be successful in this league. And when you're playing behind the sticks, it's even tougher. And those are kind of things that have stuck out to me.
You believe that the pre-snap penalties, a lot of it had to do with not being able to make adjustments?
No, I don't. It's just lack of focus on the players, and that responsibility fell on us. And some other people paid the price for that.
After the way you and Sam kind of clicked the last month or 2 months, really, of the season, I mean, how big would it be to have him back and not have to start over with a new QB?
Yeah, I would love that. I know a lot of guys would love to have Sam back. Jordan and myself in particular kind of were rewarded with Sam playing quarterback. But at the same time, we're very confident in and Doug and Howie and Mr. Lurie to decide who's going to be the best person to play quarterback.
How much growth is left for you? How far are you from the player you think you can be?
I don't know if you can put a percentage on it, per se. I don't think I'm satisfied with where I am now. I don't think I'm going to ever be satisfied with it. I know, I guarantee Jason Witten isn't satisfied, and he's going to go down as arguably the best tight end to ever play the game. So I'm going to always work through the next 10 years, hopefully, of my career, and I'm really excited for it.
That injury that you had, I know you talked about it before, but the injury that you had right before the season, how much did that set you back, and how long did it
make you feel? I think, if I'm being honest, it hurt me, especially the first four games of the year. After that, I kind of started to feel more like myself. I think the coaches started to feel more confident that I was back to where I was. I think the first few games, they weren't really sure how I was going to be during each and every game. So the offense kind of focused on other players at that point. And then I think as the season progressed, I was back to my old self, and they trusted me to go out there and execute.
Zach, when people stand up there, they talk about Super Bowls. They talk about Super Bowl for this team. What do you think it's going to take? I mean, it's nice to say it, and obviously that's a goal. But what is it going to take for this team to get there?
I mean, first and foremost, I mean, okay, let's look at the Panthers. They were 7-8-1 last year, and now they're 15-1, and they're going to be playing in 2 weeks in Santa Clara. So a lot of stuff has to go right. We got to build from the ground up. I think I want to be here for the next 5 years. I want to win Super Bowls here, and I want other guys to be here. It's going to start making sure we have some guys back as well as some of the other young guys as well that we can build around, and then we got to find the right guys that go with us per se.
What's the offseason plans for you?
Yeah, I'm going to start truly working hard again in about a week. I mean, you have to take time off, especially the season that I kind of endured, to kind of get the body right. I'm feeling really good right now. So I've been doing yoga the past week, and I'm going to do it again this week. And then on the 1st of February, I'm going to be back to work improving on my game.
Here is Stanford.
I'm going to be in California for the first couple of weeks, and then I'm going to be back here in Philadelphia.
How much did the way you ended the season kind of like boost your confidence as far as going forward and you know, getting closer to your goals of being like one of the best tight ends in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, the last 4 weeks were great, but at the same time, that's what I expect out of myself each and every week. Those 8-catch games are something that I expect out of myself. It's nothing out of the ordinary in my eyes. But the thing that didn't come with those last 4 weeks, we were 2-2, and that kind of stuck out to me. I go for wins. I don't go for the stats, and that's all I care about.
Any more MMA training?
I mean, I'm going to do whatever it takes to be successful. I think that worked for me last year, so maybe once or twice I'll do that.
Didn't have anything to do with the sports training?
No, I mean, I was battling that for a long time, and ultimately it just went out. People may say I should have taken more time off, but I can't have any regret now. What happened, and I'm just focusing on being the best player I can be.
Okay. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.